As the school year wraps up, many fifth graders are preparing to move from protective elementary schools to more grown-up middle schools. For the area's Waldorf school students, that transition includes spears and hand-embroidered tunics. KSKA's Ann Hillman has more.
At the ready!
A group of students stand evenly spaced, heavy black discs at their feet.
Lay of the land!
They scan the area to make sure no one is nearby.
Present to the gods!
And each picks up a discus and looks to the sky, the home of the classic Greek gods like Zeus and Hera.
Find gravity and throw when ready!
The students position their feet wide apart and twist their bodies before hurling the discs. The crowd of fifth grade students and parents is eerily quiet for a sports event.
Why the silence?
Why are they applauding?
Yeah, everyone's being so quiet.
They're wonderful children.
Anchorage Waldorf fifth grader Ali Powell explains.
Well, we're supposed to be quiet because this event, you're not allowed to cheer for separate people because it makes people feel bad because sometimes parents aren't here or friends aren't here that they know.
Ali says that the original Greek pentathlon was held more than 2,500 years ago during times of truce, when Greek warriors would take a break from slaughtering each other to instead compete in sports. The five different events, discus, javelin, wrestling, long jump, and running, taught them useful skills for warfare. Ali says this event is teaching her more about Greek history than she learned in class.
Yes, this is cool. It's reenacting history, so. History is one of my favorite subjects, so.
Winterberry Charter School music teacher Kyle Vandershire attends the event in a gold tunic with white powdered hair. He's dressed as Zeus. He says the yearly event is also a rite of passage for the students as they move from learning about myths and legends in younger grades to history and fact in older years.
So it's that balance there where they will be a lot different in sixth grade than they were in the fifth grade. And we see a big change that in between the fifth and sixth grade year.
Further down the field at Goose Lake Park, Jonah Denier prepares to throw a javelin.
Yes, it's sharp on both sides, so it's very dangerous.
On command, he glides his hand over the smooth red pole and grips it in the center. He looks around, colors flashing from the stitches of the tunic he embroidered himself. He tosses the pole. It arcs through the sky and sticks into the ground a few feet away. He's ready for war. Or at least the sixth grade. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.